elephant's toothpaste. Now, shall we hear our reaction?
Yeah, and I'll let you hear his reaction when he emails me this afternoon.
Who's reacting to which reaction to which reaction? He's reacting to our reaction. Right, here's my elephant's toothpaste reaction, first of all.
This is a scientific reactor, yes, and this is a container.
Right, what's in the bottle for a start-off?
It would have looked pretty innocuous before I put in the food colouring, but I put in red and blue stripes for the toothpaste in there.
Right.
And so it looked colourless, if you could have seen
what
it.
What liquid is it?
It's hydrogen peroxide.
Okay.
Do you know what the chemical term for water is?
H2O.
So hydrogen peroxide is H2O2.
Okay.
So what it wants to do is go back to water very quickly.
All right, okay.
And so it lets off a load of oxygen or gas.
Right, here we go with the elephant's toothpaste. What are you going to do? What are you dropping in it?
So I'm going to drop in another chemical, which is potassium iodide. And it looks pretty innocuous.
It does.
Pretty cold.
Yeah, I'm having a look. It looks like salt. I thought it was salt.
Yeah, it looks like salt.
In it goes. It's gone into the pot bottle now. All of it's gone in it. Oh!
That's like huge amounts of
Look at it, it's going everywhere. How much has been... That's fantastic. All this stuff is still coming. All this stuff has just like snaked out the lid. It's still coming.
A 2 litre pot bottle and it's sitting in a plastic crate and the crate, it's covered now.
Oh, it stinks,
foam.
It's just iodine, so don't worry.
That's all right. It's still coming out now. It's like the longest snake you've ever seen. If you laid that snake on the ground, that'd be 30 feet long, wouldn't it? It's dropping on carpet now, Claire.
over Claire.
Elephant's toothpaste. Now who's reaction's next?
Actually, just going back to Ian.
Yes.
He was so inspired by elephant's toothpaste, he's promised to email us.
Right.
Oh, his poem.
He is going to write a poem.
So we'll have that reaction next week.
Good. Any more reactions? Here's my reaction now when Claire calls an explosion. Hot vinegar, bicarbonate of soda in a plastic bag with a sealed bit at the top.
Yes. Bit of a wimpy outcome, though, because of a problem. But not as big as the wimp standing the other side of the studio.
We had an army major in with us as well, so he just stayed calm, didn't he? He just sat still.
He told me why he'd stayed calm.
Why?
He said, I did a risk assessment in my head.
Yeah.
And the lady that was doing the experiment was between me and the experiment, and she wasn't in protective gear, so I felt safe.
Yeah. See, he'd thought about it, hadn't
he? Yeah, absolutely.
Meanwhile, I hid behind a computer.
Put this warm vinegar into this bag.
Yes. Is it going to explode everywhere? Because I've got my best jumper on.
I'll try and keep it down here.
All right. It's going to explode everywhere. Is this the point you... Richard, I thought you'd be behind a desk at this stage. Right, go on. So you're putting the vinegar in a bag?
Yep.
Like a jiffy bag, plastic bag. You've put some... What have you put in with it?
What I put in there is what's called bicarb... Oh, and it's...
It's leaked.
It's leaked.
Yeah. Is that going to blow up now? Oh, it did, and all.
Even though it did leak, it did blow up
warning,
as well.
Just describe that Tony is standing.
I would just...
I know. Well, the major would have appreciated that. I was taking it easy.
I think we're lining her up.
Yeah. You are such a wuss.
I took evasive action behind the very expensive computer. That was going to get it first, I can tell you.
He ran, indeed. And the whole idea is that the children can do that because it's kitchen chemistry.
Now, Ian McMillan inspired us. We reacted to his reaction, didn't we?